Good evening, everyone. This is Robert Mark. I'm the chair of the Pacifica Foundation Audit Committee. This is a special meeting of the Audit Committee called for the purposes of dealing with our various audits that are in process or need to be initiated. Monday, September the 11th, 2017. It's 7:36 Central Time, 8:36 Eastern Time, 5:36 Pacific Time. So that ought to cover everybody that's listening. And I will ask the secretary to call the roll.
Okay. So this is Grace Ann.
Here.
Grace is here. Ahmad Anderson. Okay, not on. Benito. Oh, Benito is on. Hey, Benito. I'm just calling the roll. And I call to Benito. Okay, are you here?
Yeah.
Okay. Jane Duncan?
Here.
Duncan is here. Okay. Sasha Futron is not on yet. Jamie Gomez
is here.
Okay. Gomez is here. Judy Hewitt.
Here.
Okay, Hewitt is here. William Kerrigan. William?
Sorry, I'm driving.
No, no problem. Okay, I hear you, so you're here. Okay. Ken Lofer is not on yet. Robert Mark?
Robert Mark is present.
Marcus Pazin, P.K. McCary, not on yet. Dorothy Reich, not on yet. Irene Lawson, Irene?
I'm here. Oh, yeah.
P.K. Lawson is, okay. James Sagatin is not on yet. Tanaka is here. I see Sasha is on. Sasha Futron?
Yes,
okay, Sasha is on. All right. Okay, so we have 10 people, more than enough for quorum. So go ahead, Robert.
Okay. The secretary had sent out a proposed agenda. Did everybody get it? Oh, wait a minute. Before we do that, we need to select timekeepers.
I can do the items since I'm...
Sasha.
Sasha doesn't
I'm
get
sorry.
It? Okay. So
Sasha, have you been getting the meeting notices from the automated system?
I'm sorry.
Have you been getting the meeting
notices from the automated system? Yes, without a phone number to call in on.
But you haven't been getting emails.
Does not send out phone numbers or didn't this time.
No. Faki does that.
Okay, hang on just a minute. Let me see what I sent you today, Sasha, then I'll be send it. Okay. So I sent to Sasha earlier today. So you get that call-in number. You use the old one, maybe?
I'm sorry? You can use any of my email addresses. They all work.
Okay, hang on a second. Let me see which one I sent it to. Let's see. Okay, so all of the agenda and everything was sent today at 9:51 a.m., okay? And I sent it to Sasha Futron, Pat Bell.
Okay.
Okay?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Thank you.
Okay. All right. Very good.
We need someone to, I'm sorry, you were timing the item, Lockie?
Yeah, I can do the item. Also, I also want to PK McCary is on. Hi, PK.
Hello. So
PK is on. So
hello. I'm actually on mute because I'm leaving the restaurant. So
okay. No problem. All right. So anyway, I can do the item, Robert.
So we need someone to time the speakers. Anybody?
Yeah, I can do it. It's Elaine.
Okay.
Elaine. All right. Now, Aki had just reported when he sent out the latest, greatest version of the agenda. Everybody have it. It's very brief, so I can just read it if you all want me to.
Go ahead.
Okay. Number one, call to order. A, roll call. We've done that. B, selection of timekeepers. We've done that. Two, agenda approval. 10 minutes. Three, open session. 7:10 minutes approval. 10 minutes. Four, chair announces acceptance by California Attorney General of the 2015 audit and announced response. Five, adjourned. Any additions, corrections, changes? Hearing none, is there any objection to the agenda as proposed? Hearing none, the agenda is approved. The next item on the agenda is the open session, 7:10 minutes. Those were sent out with the agenda this morning.
Hello. You're on the.
Hello. Who was that? I'm sorry. Hello? Hello?
Hello? One second. Hello?
Have I been dropped?
No, you're on.
Someone said something. Did they want the floor? Or do you want to? Did everybody get the minutes? I can, again, read them. We're talking about July 10th, 2014, open session minutes. And there was a roll call, agenda approval approved by unanimous consent, 3 minutes approval, May 24th, 2017, minutes approved by unanimous consent. Four, audit update from Regalia. Doug Regalia reported the first draft has been sent to the CFO. Five, approved filing of 2016 IRS Form 990. Go to emergency executive session to discuss 990. Six, start discussion of pension audit was on the agenda but not addressed. Seven, adjourned.
Is Benito to this deck?
Go ahead, Benito.
Okay, so I object to these minutes. Number one, it says that Doug Regalia reported that he sent the first draft to the CFO. In fact, that's not what he said. He said that, and this is almost a direct quote, we are nearing finish line with regard to the FY14 audit. Those were his words. He did not say that he had already sent it to the, to the CFO. Now, if Nick had a conversation with somebody else, somewhere else, that's another issue, but that was not stated in the meeting. So that's number one. Number two, with regard to the pension audit, the minutes, the draft minutes say that this was not addressed. That also is not true. In fact, we spent a substantial amount of time discussing whether or not Regalia could or would do that type of audit. He told us that his business doesn't do that anymore, but that he would be willing to refer some names to us, and then also we did.
Both of those things were said, but they were not said at the open session meeting on July 2017.
Well, that's
we went into executive session.
No,
No. Robert, I'm reading from my, I took this from my notes of the open session. I know we had a closed session, but.
Well, I don't believe Mr. Regalia addressed us on all July the 10th. I think that there probably needs to be some expansion of item 4, but I don't think it was Doug Regalia that reported to us the first draft. I think it was reported by someone at that meeting that the first draft had been delivered to the CFO for comment.
Robert, I'm reading.
That's the meeting where Doug Regalia addressed us.
Okay, well, Robert. I'm referring, my statements, let's put it this way. My statements are made based on my own notes of that meeting. And I think that this is, Regalia came on the call to answer our questions about,
which wouldn't have happened in an open session.
Let's see. I'm not sure. Hang on a second. Okay. So, well, since it's an open session and the tape is there, so why don't we do this, Benito, what are the 2 points you made, and then I can go back to the audio and then get back to you at the next meeting and, you know, confirm that, because audio is there. So what are the, give me the 2 points, Benito, that you mentioned, and I can check the audio and then get back on the minutes here. So the first one is that the Ligeria did not say that he sent the CFO. He said that he was almost finished, kind of a thing. Right. He told us.
He said we're about to cross the finish line.
Okay. We are crossing. His exact words were, we are nearing the finish line. Okay. And, well, what's the second item that you mentioned? Someone had to do with the pension audit. We requested. Asked him, could he do that for us?
Oh, I see. So he said that he doesn't do it, but he'll refer us to some firms. Is that what he said?
He would give us some names and an estimate.
Okay, all right, got it.
Aki, okay, you might also look at your minutes from the executive session meeting from that date.
See if the things that
Mr. Diaz is remembering aren't in the executive session minutes.
I'll clarify. I'll check for the audio and get those two items. Okay.
I just want to clarify that there is nothing that I have stated that is based on my memory. I'm speaking of based on my notes.
Right. Yeah, I understand.
Is there a motion to postpone the approval of these minutes to our next meeting?
Wait a minute, William Prostakis.
I move to postpone.
Okay. I second that.
William, did you have some objection to postponing?
Well, I have other changes to make to the minutes while they're being postponed and redone, if they're redone. I would like them, a couple things changed.
Okay, Wayne, go ahead.
Okay, on the number 1 and number 7, the opening roll call and the adjournment, typically you should put the time that occurred. And today I heard Robert announce it, so hopefully it's on the audio.
Okay.
And then on number 5, said that something, I don't have it in front of me, I just have sloppy notes, that number 5 was approved, but there's no reference to a vote or a vote count.
Well, we went to the executive session for that. We didn't cover in the open, we just went straight to closed meeting.
It says it was approved.
No, it says approved. It didn't say it doesn't. It doesn't have a D to it. It doesn't have a past tense. It says to approve and then went to the executive session.
Bold underlined is the agenda item. The line underneath it is the report on what happened for that agenda item. I know there's debates back and forth about whether you should include agenda items in your minutes, but it only makes logical sense for me to let someone that might be looking at them down the road know what you're talking about. So I don't see a problem with doing that.
What is number five?
Go to the executive session to discuss 990.
Okay, and the word and so we're going to supposedly we were then going to approve it in executive session.
Exactly.
Well, I think
I can't see the minutes right now.
We're not engaging Regalia to amend the 990 to do the amendment based upon the audited numbers at that point. It wasn't to approve it, but it was to just offer to engage an auditor to amend it.
Okay, well, I think the minutes should reflect whatever actually happened.
I think you might want to change the line to say discuss engagement of auditor to amend 990.
The whole point is to let
someone know what's going on.
So take away the word approve and then just simply change that to, okay. So anyway.
You're going to listen to the tape, so make sure I'm correct in my memory.
Correct. Anyway, so I'll just resubmit that. It's not a major thing, so that's fine. So we just postpone.
Is there any objection to postponing to the next meeting approval of these minutes? Hearing none. The minutes are postponed. The next thing on the agenda
is.
Go back and find my agenda.
The agenda.
Wrong agenda. Open session amendment.
Your report.
Yeah, my report on the status of the audit. It's my understanding, and I didn't get direct communication from either the Registry of Charitable Trusts or the Attorney General, but you had related this to I think he related it to Sam, and he copied me, that they have acknowledged that we have complied with their deadline to get the 2015 audit sent to them, and so... we've also now, within the last week maybe, heard from the Registry of Charitable Trusts that we are in compliance with them. Just for the sake of people that might be listening in, we had engaged Regalia, I think, back in early June or late May to do our 2015 audit, which was overdue. And we were under a time constraint because the Attorney General had given us till some date in late August. I think it might have been the 28th to submit the audit to the Attorney General and the Registry of Charitable Trust. Other business that this committee has been doing is we have a pension plan and a retirement plan, and the retirement plan requires an audit. So we have, over the course of the last month or so, having another accounting firm to do an audit of our pension plan, because that's a specialty that Regalia and Associates does not do. It's apparently a very specialized practice of accounting. So we solicited bids and engaged a firm by the name of Rini and Rini Accountancy to perform an audit of our retirement plan for employees. In the course of them starting the process of that, they took a look at documentation. They happened to see a form that was filed with respect to our 403B retirement plan, which is a separate plan, and they noted that we had crossed the threshold of the number of employees that we required us to send an independent audit of that retirement plan. Up until the threshold of, I believe it's 120 employees, you can do a self-audit, so the central office had been sending in that report up until now, essentially. It hasn't been done in the past because we never had crossed that 120 participant threshold. But a participant is anybody who is vested under the plan or anybody still employed by Pacifica who is working on getting vested in the plan. So if you have less than 120, you can do a self-audit. And if you, once you cross that threshold, though, you need an independent auditor. So that's what we have scheduled for our executive session, is to discuss engaging an auditor for the purpose of that audit that we have to perform on that 403B plan. But we have been a busy committee, probably the busiest committee at Pacifica, in that we have accomplished our goal of getting our 2015 audit done. We have engaged an accountant, the accountants, to perform the 2016 audit, which they anticipate being completed in January. We have the 2015 audit came in on time and on budget, which that's completely different than the last couple of years past, which have gone over budget. So I think that we could all say we're fairly pleased with the response of this auditing firm and also our staff in getting the books ready for the audit, which is the main reason for the overcharges in past years, is that hadn't necessarily been done up to the standards that were required to get a rapid response on our audit. So we have satisfied the Attorney General and the Registry of Charitable Trusts for the purposes of the 2015 audit. We should be able to do so by late January, early February for the 2016 audit. All of these audits are, of course, subject to, you know, being reviewed and some other requirements be put on us by the Attorney General or the Accountancy or the Registry of Charitable Trusts, or the IRS for that matter, but I haven't heard anything about the IRS jumping in. But we are working ourselves forward to getting into full compliance, and of course our ultimate goal would be returning our eligibility for funding from the Corporation for Public Broadcasting, which we ought to be able to do for the next fiscal year at our current pace. So we should all be pretty proud of ourselves. Like I said, we're probably the busiest and gotten the most accomplished of any committee at Pacifica, and we're reaping rewards for that effort. And so I want to publicly thank every member of this committee.
Yeah, I want to thank everybody for sticking in there and showing up all the meetings. It's really good.
Yeah, William for the stack.
Go ahead, William.
Thank you. I'd like to make a motion that the chair endeavor to obtain the actual copies of the actual documents that came from the California Attorney General.
Yeah, I'd be happy to do that. I didn't see an actual copy of documents, but I'd be happy to do that. It might take a while because, as I understand it, Doug Regalia was going on vacation, and I don't know when he was scheduled to return, but if I can get a hold of him tomorrow, he'd probably send me, you know, whatever notice they received from both the Attorney General and the Registry of Charitable Trusts.
Okay. I have a question.
Excuse me, then could you send that to the committee?
Yes, I would. If I get it, I'll send it out.
Okay, so I draw the motion. You just say you're going to do it. Thank you.
Yeah.
Sasha for the stack.
Go ahead, Sasha.
Forgive me, because I've had somebody over here doing a home repair and may have said this. So as I understand it, the anticipation is since 2016 will be finished in January of 2018. Is that date okay with the Attorney General's office? Has that been run by?
They haven't given us a deadline for the 2017 audit. I'm sorry, 16 audit. We are not under a deadline for sending in that audit as of yet. If there's a delay, when did we get the notice for the last one? It was sometime in January, wasn't it? For the 2015 audit?
Don't remember.
So, as of right now, we're not under a deadline. I do remember Doug Regalia say that, you know, he was going to request a certain date certain to submit the 2016 audit, because it is due. There's no question it's due. We just haven't been put under the gun. That he was going to request that they, you know, extend it to meet the timetable with the completion in January. And who knows, as well as things have been going, it might be done early.
Should we make inquiries, or do we not want to bring ourselves to their attention?
Well, I think the thing to do is ask Doug. If he did send in some kind of request, that's another thing he might have gotten a response to. I'll ask him that, too. And if I get, you know, if he sends me something, I'll send it out to the committee.
Great. Thank you.
Yeah. William, point of information?
Yes. Go ahead, William.
On the 2016 audit, do we have any information on how close we are to being, Pacifica is to being ready?
I do not. I can again inquire of that, you know, ask him what the status is, that he understands it, or we can ask Sam, or both.
Okay, thank you.
Anybody else on this topic? Okay. By my clock, it's 8:03. We're not supposed to convene the executive session until 8:30, so everybody take a 27-minute break. Unless there's an objection to adjourning.
Anissa,
you
want to...
Thank you to Bob and Aki for, leading us through this process to get, you know, and we've made a lot of progress. Thank you.
Yeah, I was doubtful as to whether we would get this far in this amount of time. I have to really hand it to the staff and to Regalia's for their diligent effort in meeting our timetables. That was just amazing. So, all right, everybody, see you in 26 minutes. No, it's still 26.
Okay.
Well,
okay.
26
thank
minutes
thank
and some change.
Thank you, Fred.